Hi, everyone. I'm Kurt Bruner, your host. Thanks for listening to the podcast. On this edition, which will probably be among the shortest ever done, I wanted to share with you a conversation I recently had with a couple. I met them at the church. They were celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary weekend, and we struck up a conversation, and I learned that they had done something quite creative that I thought you might find interesting.
I'm Jim Barrett, and this is Patty, my wife. We are celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary, having been married August 15th, 1969. One of the things we've decided to do this during our 41st year is to do 40 things we have never done before. So we shared about 20 of those particular items during our celebration this weekend. One of the items was to say our wedding vows again. And we want to do that in a public format. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like. It's one thing to say them to each other privately, but we want to do that in front of some folks.
They were the traditional wedding vows.
Do you happen to remember them off the top of your head?
No, I don't remember. Jim may remember.
Love, honor, and carry through sickness and health. For better or worse, until death do us part.
That's right. That's right.
You forgot the richer or poorer.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
As we continued to talk, I asked them to share a few other ideas that were on their list of things they hadn't done before but wanted to do during their 41st year.
Another thing was, and this doesn't cost any money, there's a wildlife park in our community where we live in East Texas, and so we're going to pack up a picnic lunch and go there to the wildlife park and maybe incorporate that with a prayer retreat. That was something else that we talked about, doing a prayer retreat just to get focused in our lives and what the Lord would have us to do.
We've never been in a glider, so we wanted to take a flight in a glider. There is a presentation in Branson, Missouri on Noah, kind of a three-dimensional audience interaction thing, and we would like to do that to get a better experience of the Bible and how that impacts our life.
In other words, please be true.
Well, since we're doing 40 things for our 40th wedding anniversary, that means, roughly speaking, we should be doing one of those 40 things every 9 days, so that by the time we get to our 41st celebration, we will have completed every one of these 40 things.
So what happens if you get behind?
Well, we'll just extend it on for another year. I mean, this is such a cool idea. We can do this the rest of our married lives.
Or we could double up.
Or we could double up, yes.
You could have a prayer retreat in a glider.
I will be praying for the glider. The other thing, we have so many precious young couples in our church, and we would like to develop even a closer relationship with them and kind of mentor them. So we've got two couples in mind right now. That there's a very nice French restaurant in a community, Emory, Texas, and so I think we're going to invite them and go out to dinner and just share life experiences with them. And that we've never had children, but a family in our church adopted us, and they have three little boys. And so we're going to take our grand boys to indoor playground. And so we haven't done that with those grand boys. And so we're going to do that as one of our 40 things. One of the things that I share with Jim, I'd like for us to do is publish our testimony as a couple so that we could then use that to bless other couples and encourage them in their marriages, because marriage is a work in progress. As Jim said, we're starting and working on our 41st year, and so it's a constant working thing.
Now, even before writing up their story, they're already encouraging and inspiring other couples about the power of a God-honoring marriage. They shared a couple of stories of just people they've run into recently that found just watching them to be a treat.
We went to eat at the
Landmark
restaurant at the Melrose Hotel last night, and the lady that was our wait person, we were mentioning to her this was our 40th wedding anniversary and so forth, and she was planning on being married in 2 months, so she was very interested on why we had stayed together for 40 years and seemed to be very happy with each other. And we shared with her how that as we grew closer to each other and we grew closer to the Lord, that's what really made our marriage work, is that relationship.
So your marriage kind of became a picture to that.
It did. I don't think we realized that until we saw the impact that it had on her. And then we went to Hobby Lobby to pick up an item that we're working on renovating our home. And the lady who cut our fabric, we were sharing with her why we were there. And she actually said, are there any more like Jim at home? She wanted to borrow him. But she said to me while Jim was off looking at something else, she said, I sense you all are still in love with each other. And I said, oh, yes, very much so. But you're seeing God's love working through us. And she... I had enough spiritual awareness that she talked about the light. And I said, well, it's the light of the Lord living in our lives that you're seeing. It's not us. It's Him that you're seeing.
And then last night at the restaurant, our wait person was a gentleman named Justin. He also was, in fact, he wanted to know why we were so happy with each other. We told him we were celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary and how that our relationship with the Lord is what had made it work so well. Did not get a strong reaction from him other than somewhat of amazement, but he did buy us a nice dessert. So it was
a seven-layer cake. It was called the Wall of China.
Great Wall of China.
Great Wall of China.
Did you finish it?
In our hotel room. We could not eat it all in one setting.
Yeah, half of it in the restaurant and half later that evening.
So was eating the Wall of China one of the 40 items?
No, that's a bonus. And that was free.
Well, my wife Olivia and I are getting ready to celebrate our 25th anniversary, and so I guess we're going to have to come up with 25 ideas of things we want to do together that we've never done before. If you want to do the same for your marriage, we have a recipe card available that you can pick up just to prompt that process, that discussion. Maybe you schedule a date night, and if you've been married 8 years, 9 years, 20 years, 50 years, you can use that to trigger a dialogue on, hey, what do we want to do together to keep the adventure alive in our marriage and to keep nurturing intimacy? As I said, this is a shorter podcast, but I thought you'd find it encouraging, as I did, to hear from a couple that has gone the distance and, as a result, are actually a picture of what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
All I worship and adore, in other words, please be true.